cold night, a frosty one too, where our temperatures in many spots will drop again into the 30s, 40s overnight. Sunshine through the day and warmer for the afternoon tomorrow. High temperatures approach 70 in the upper 60s. Drop cold, but not as cold, to 40s and 50s Thursday night. Friday, sunshine with a high approaching 80, right about the upper 70s. Then 60s mostly for the morning Christmas Day, followed by a warm, gusty afternoon high under sunshine to 80. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Are you in need of roof repair, roof replacement, or roof installation services? We're here to help. With a highly trained, licensed, insured, and experienced team of roofing contractors for all types of roof. We use top quality materials and work tirelessly to craft the perfect roof, but our pricing is so affordable. Contact us today for a no obligation estimate.
Call 205-222-3500. That's 205-222-3500.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Live. Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Sharon Bolin, and I'm guest hosting for Martha Huckabee this Thursday afternoon. I hope everybody in the New Orleans area is doing well, and I'm so happy to be with you all during this strike time. Now, I want to make sure that as I'm airing right now, if with station that you put your phone on mute, but behind me, because I can hear some noise back there at the stations. Want to make sure. All right, everybody. Again, I'm sitting in for Martha Huckabee this year in Berlin, and I'm happy to be with you this afternoon. As the hustle and bustle continues, guess what? Christmas is day after tomorrow, and most people are still trying to find a last-minute gift, but I want to share some thoughts with you that's not political today, but it's about Christmas. This entire season is about peace and joy and love, not stress and depression and anxiety, and it's time for us to stop and just experience what this is all about. I was looking at the scripture in Luke chapter 2, and it's so all familiar, when Mary and Joseph, of course, they're making their way to Bethlehem, and she's pregnant, she's about to give birth, and they come to this inn, and there's no room. The innkeeper, if he would have known the prophecy, he would have remembered that this inn was erected for Jesus, because that land that the inn was built on was actually originally owned by David. And he was so busy, making profits, so busy. You know, everybody's excuse is, I'm busy. We don't call people, we don't talk to people, we don't visit people, we're just so busy. Guess what? You'd be so busy that you miss the beauty of the season. Jesus was about to be born, and everybody was so busy in that inn that they missed the Prince of Peace. And he was born in a stable on a cold night among cattle. Can you just envision that for a moment? You're driving in your car this afternoon, and you're stuck in rush hour traffic. Well, just come on this journey with me. Let's get away from all the stress and the pressure, and just experience the beauty of what this is all about. It's God coming to earth because man couldn't reach God. God had to come to reach man. You know, every religion outside of Christianity is always doing works to reach God. I've got to do this to reach God and that to reach God. But only in Christianity does God come down to reach man. And if you think about it, it's a phenomenon that God would be transformed into a seed and placed in the womb of a virgin. And Jesus would be in that womb for 9 months and be born among cattle. And the Bible doesn't talk about the cattle misbehaving and the cows are mooing and the horses are having a problem. No, it's quiet because the animals knew the creator, the innkeeper, and everybody that was so busy making money missed it. You see, God comes to us sometimes in unexpected ways. Maybe you're driving right now and you didn't expect to hear my voice on the radio today, but God is coming to you in an unexpected way. And maybe you're going through a hard time. Maybe Christmas is a happy time for you. Maybe you've lost your loved ones, or you're in depression, or you're having financial crisis, or you're in the middle of divorce, or you're in the middle of sickness. God has come to you. God has come to you. John 3:16 declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." God didn't just love the world. He so loved the world. There's an emphasis. If I say, "Hey, I love you," that means something. But if I tell you, "I so love you," then that means it's greater than just an average love. The emphasis is the little word "so." God so loved the world that gave. You see, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. And God is love, and love has to give. That's what this season is all about. It's about giving. It's not about money and gifts. It's about the giving of yourself and giving of your love to people in need, to someone else. God showed us the pattern. He so loved the world that he couldn't stay separated, so he gives himself. And here is God incarnate. Think about it. He takes on flesh and blood, and he comes through the seed of Mary, a woman. Do you know that the bloodline of the fetus is not the mother's bloodline? The baby does not share the bloodline of the mother. The baby in that womb shares the bloodline of the father. That's the only way Jesus could have sinless blood. It wasn't Mary's blood. It was the father's blood. So he's the first to be born sinless. And when you just think about this for a moment, I mean, just to try to fathom the thought that the God of the universe, who needs no help from anybody, the whole entire universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planet, earth, think about us in earth, everything is suspended by his word. And he doesn't need anything. He's independent of everything. But now he's going to be a babe, dependent on the creation to take care of him. Stop and ponder that for a moment. And what happened in that manger as he was laid there? And the animals in the stable know the creator's born, but the people in the inn have no clue what's going on. They're too busy. But the stillness of the night was happening right there in that stable. And when he comes out of her womb, every baby comes out. The earth would hear God cry. God as a baby. God takes on humanity. It is awesome what I'm going to share with you today. So hang on tight. Stay with me. This is Sharon Boland. You can find out more about me at SharonBoland.com, B-O-L-A-N. That's my website, SharonBoland.com. And I'll be back with more right after this short break.
His wife, but she's that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's Golden Rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the Pledge of Allegiance anyway.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby, by his DNA, is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Bark, 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 bark. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On behalf of all of us here at Ringside Politics, Merry Christmas. We'll be enjoying a day off for Christmas Eve, so you'll have a best of program. And then we'll be back live and direct on Monday as we wrap up 2021. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
How many people do you know right now that need to experience healing? Hi, I'm Sharon Boland, creator of the Healing Blanket. This blanket is woven with healing scriptures from the Bible that will bring hope to everyone who's going through an illness. The original design is beautifully woven and made in the USA. So how about giving the gift of hope and healing this holiday season? Get your Healing Blanket today and experience the power of being wrapped in the Word. Order at SharonBoland.com. That's Sharon Boland, B-O-L-A-N.com.
So will I stand up and do something now, or sit and watch my TV?
The Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Sharon Boland, and I am filling in for Martha Huckabee. We're just 2 days away from Christmas, and I'm hoping as you're on drive time right now, maybe you're in rush hour traffic, or maybe you're just trying to get out of the city because you're visiting family for the holidays. I hope that you will experience a touch of peace and hope, because I know that it's very stressful out there, and everybody's trying to get some last-minute shopping done, and people are just really pressured with the holidays. But I pray that this message that I'm sharing with you today will bring you hope. Now, before the break, I was talking to you about the birth, of course, and what took place and how God became a man, and think about him as a babe, how God, who needs no help from anybody, needs the help of his creation. And Mary and Joseph will first lay eyes on Jesus. And then, of course, the shepherds would come. And what a night it must have been. A silent night became a holy night because the holy child was born. Have you ever stopped to just think about the story? Just read it for yourself in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. Just get away from wrapping gifts and, you know, the busyness of the season and just spending 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, just meditating on the miraculous birth. I was sharing before the break that the baby shares the bloodline of the father, not the bloodline of the mother. That is how Jesus had sinless blood. He had the bloodline of his father. Now, when the angels appeared to the shepherds in the field, why did they appear to the shepherds first? The first to know of the good news of the birth of Jesus was heralded by the angels to the shepherds. But why the shepherds? Because these weren't ordinary shepherds. These were temple shepherds. And they were raising sheep and lambs for animal sacrifice. So, if you look at the Old Testament, there's always an animal sacrifice. We're always killing a lamb, slaying a lamb, offering an offering to God. But it was a type and shadow of Jesus, who would be the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. So the reason the shepherds are the first to hear the good news is because the type and shadow is over and the reality had come. Jesus would be the reality, the lamb that was slain. He would be that lamb, and he was just being born. But 33 and a half years later, he would go to the cross. Note what the angel Gabriel said. Fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Note that. A Savior, Jesus, the name Jesus means Savior, who is Christ. Christ means the Anointed One, and Lord means Master. So right there, a Savior, Jesus, who is Christ, the Anointed One, the Lord, the Master of all. Isn't that awesome? And you will, and this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Let's stop and talk about that for a moment. Swaddling clothes were actually pieces of linen cloth. Pieces of linen cloth that were used to wrap baby Jesus. The fabric linen comes from the flax plant. And if you take linen and you were to put it under a microscope and you magnify linen, you will see tiny crosses, thousands of them. So in other words, Jesus was wrapped in the cross as he laid in the manger. He was wrapped in his logo. You know, the logo of God's love is a cross. The cross points in four directions: east, west, north, and south. Jesus died for the entire human race, no matter what direction on this earth you live in. And here he is wrapped in swaddling clothes, and he's laying there in a manger. What a beautiful sight to behold. Imagine what happened as the shepherds came to behold the sight of the Lamb of God who had come to take away the sins of the entire world. I want to ask you this question this afternoon. What sin is holding you back? What is it that you struggle with that you know isn't right, but you just can't seem to get a grip on it? What areas are you failing God in? What is your problem? What is your sin issue? It could be a plethora of things. But I want you to think about the love of God, that He would come to earth to die for your sins. So it doesn't matter how many times you've sinned or how great your sin is. His love is greater still. His blood has the power that is greater than all of your sins combined. And no matter where you failed or what you have done, God is speaking to you today. He loves you. The Christmas story is a story of love. It's a story of giving. It's a story of selflessness. And when we realize or even have a glimpse of the love of God, it would transform our lives. Because everybody wants to experience love. There's no one listening to the sound of my voice this afternoon that can say, "Hey, Sharon, I really don't want to be loved. I want to be hated." I mean, nobody says that. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants to be loved. But everybody doesn't know love, so how can we? When you experience the love of God, that's what enables you to love other people. You know, the first commandment is, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength." And the second is, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Well, how can you love anybody if you don't know what love is? You can only love to the capacity of love you contain. So, we need to be filled with God's love, and it all comes back to this. Jesus loves you. God so loved the world that He gave. And His gift came gift-wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in the manger. Think about how many gifts you're going to wrap before the 25th. You've got one more day. How many gifts are you going to wrap and put under the tree? The greatest gift to all mankind, that greatest gift came gift wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger. God wrapped His Son and gave His Son as a gift, the greatest gift to the entire human race. And the gift of Jesus always and will forever be giving. It's the gift that keeps on giving. This is Sharon Bolin. I'm sitting in for Martha Huckabee this afternoon. If you want to contact me, go to my website, SharonBolin.com. B as in boy, O-L-A-N as in now.com. I'd love to hear from you. Stay with me. We're experiencing the moment of the Christmas story, and I hope that you're experiencing some peace this afternoon. I'll be back right after this short break.
How many people do you know right now that need to experience healing? Hi, I'm Sharon Bolin, creator of the Healing Blanket. This blanket is woven with healing scriptures from the Bible that will bring hope to everyone who's going through an illness. The original design is beautifully woven and made in the USA. So how about giving the gift of hope and healing this holiday season? Get your Healing Blanket today and experience the power of being wrapped in the Word. Order at SharonBolin.com. That's Sharon Bolin, B-O-L-A-N.com.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, for our exciting 10th season in the Red Zone covering Saints football all season long at the Hilton Riverside in the Spirits Bar.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The infrastructure bill signed into law by President Biden last month will mean $36 million to improve 51 of Louisiana's airports. State Transportation Secretary Dr. Sean Wilson says Armstrong International in New Orleans will get the largest piece of that pie, but the rest will be distributed over airfields large and small. The FAA says the backlog of airport modernization projects totals $43 billion nationwide. So Wilson says the money's much needed.
$35+ million that they're seeing is not going to fix all of their problems. It is going to allow them to continue to operate in a more effective way.
New Orleans police are catching criminals who've been carjacking motorists and robbing them at gunpoint. At a press event today, NLPD announced the arrest of three men they say were responsible for numerous such crimes. Police Chief Sean Ferguson says they don't seem to be an organized gang, but treat the crimes like some sort of game. He says more arrests are coming. This is news on LRN.
Let's help make sure COVID doesn't take another mom.
Another wife.
Another papa.
Let's not lose any more favorite uncles.
Or lifelong friends.
COVID vaccines prevent more than 9 out of 10 deaths.
And the broken hearts they leave behind.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the new law, more people qualify for financial assistance at healthcare.gov. Real customers like Taylor.
You know, I wish people knew how easy it was to get health coverage. This new law has made it so affordable. I'm only paying $52 a month, but there are quality plans for even less.
New law? Lower prices, more people qualify. Enroll by January 15th at healthcare.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Born in a
Welcome back. This is Sharon Bowling, sitting in for Martha Huckabee today. I want to thank you, and we're together on this drive time. Hello, New Orleans. I'm Sharon Bowling. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I'm an evangelist. And we're not doing politics today because we're just a day away from Christmas. So I'm sharing with you some of the Christmas story, and I hope that it's blessing you. If it is, send me an email. My email is contact@SharonBolin.com. Again, contact@SharonBolin, B-O-L-A-N.com. I would love to hear from you. There's so much mystery to this story, and it's so beautiful. If you'll just settle down and take some time away from all the busyness and just reflect on this season. Every year, I stop and I just think about that moment of his birth. And of course, we know December 25th is not the real birthday of Jesus. He was born during the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall, probably late September, early October. But the world celebrates it December 25th. And we think about this phenomenon that God would become a man and he would save the entire world. Matthew 1:23 declares, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." So what does the name Emmanuel mean? God with us? Think about that name. You're driving in your car listening to my voice today. Do you know that God is with you? Emmanuel. God is with us. We couldn't reach God. God had to come and reach us. Again, religions, and I shared this earlier, religions of the world, they're all trying to get to God. We got to do this to get to God, live this way to get to God, offer up this to get to God. But only in Christianity does God come to man, because we can't get to God. But God comes to us, and not just comes to us, becomes what he created. It's one thing to invent something. Let's say you invented a toy train or a doll or, you know, some type of, you know, just a regular chair. It's one thing to invent it, but what if you become the chair? You become the doll. You become the train. It's a whole different story. God breathes life into man, and man failed in the garden, and so God had to become what he created so he could be the mediator between God and man. Remember, Jesus is not half God, half man. He's all God and all man. You just can't understand it, that that's just the way it is, and we have to accept it. He's all God and all man, but as God, he's holy, righteous, just, true. As man, he's man as God created man to be, which is holy, just, righteous, and true. And we see the balance, because in his humanity, he suffers. He can identify with us. He cries. He bears our pain. He knows right now as you're driving in your car what you're going through, because he became a human. But he's still God, who has the power and dominion. And so when we look at him, we see how as the God-man, he represents God and he represents man. We had to have a mediator to bring us back together, and that's why he died on the cross, so he could shed his blood and bring us back to God. It is the most beautiful story. I don't have a lot of time to go into it today, but you need to contact me and I'll be happy to share it with you. Also, Isaiah prophesied about the Messiah, Isaiah 9:6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Note the words here. A child is born, that's his humanity. A son is given, that's his deity. "And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Are you needing peace today? Do you feel pressured and stressed and you don't know what to do and you're overwhelmed, anxiety? You need peace. Well, you can't have peace unless you come in contact with the Prince of Peace. Peace is just not, you know, closing your eyes and listening to some really nice music and laying by the beach with nobody bothering you by yourself. That's not peace. That's temporal. Peace is a person, and the person is the Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus. So everything that we need is found in him. I have a devotional that I wrote entitled Evening Light Peace. Every one of you listening to me right now, if you need peace, I want you to get a copy of this devotional. Just go to my website, SharonBoland.com. You will love it. It's simply written, but there's a lot in there for you to identify with. And I think that more than ever, people are dealing with such mental illness now because there's an attack on your mind, and you need peace. And we need the peace that passes all understanding. That means your peace is greater than the medication you're taking to calm you down. Your peace is greater than the yoga and whatever else you're doing. You've got to find a peace that is surpassing what this earth has to offer that's only found in him. I want to remind you how much God loves you and how he doesn't want to leave you in the condition you're in. For most people, they're in a really tough position. They struggle with addictions. They struggle with fears and worry and rejection and anger, and the list goes on and on. But he came to set you free so you wouldn't have to stay where you are. You know, years ago, I was in the world. I was in the modeling world, and I was doing my own thing. And I came to a place where I realized all the money and fame couldn't buy me peace because I had none. Only when I went through a tremendous life-threatening illness did I find true peace in the one who is the Prince of Peace. And I want you to find that this Christmas season. I want you to take some time to just get alone with God and really get your heart right. It's time for you to experience the beauty of his birth. Not just read about it and hear about it, but experience it. It's a difference when you experience it. And that's where transformation will come. This is Sharon Boland, and I'm filling in for Martha Huckabee this afternoon. If you'd like to contact me, visit my website, SharonBoland.com. I'd love to hear from you. New Orleans, I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I've traveled to New Orleans and ministered for many, many years. I used to be on radio 5 days a week as well. So I love guest hosting today. But if you need prayer today for anything, why don't you send me an email? My address is contact@SharonBoland.com. contact@SharonBoland.com. And I just produced a beautiful healing blanket with all the scriptures that I memorized when I was sick. I'd love for you to get one. In fact, we have so many people that have ordered this blanket for the holidays, but it's not just for the holidays. You can use this anytime. If you're sick or you know someone who needs to be healed or just experience comfort, get the blanket and wrap yourself in the Word of God. You can find it at SharonBoland.com. Also, I just released a brand new CD called Healing Presence Instrumental. It will change your world. This instrumental CD, it's one of my all-time favorites because it's all scripture songs that deal with healing. There's such an anointing on it. It will bring instant peace to your home, to your car, to the atmosphere you live in. You can download it or you can just order it. Sharon Boland, BOLAN.com. But I want to help you to get you in the spirit of Christmas, which is the spirit of love and the spirit of peace, because that's who Jesus is. He personifies all of that. And again, if you need prayer today, maybe you're really struggling, and Christmas is hard for you. Listen, Christmas is hard for a lot of people. Well, God knows who you are. He knows what you're going through. Remember, his name is Emmanuel, God with us. He's with you right now. Just cry out to him. Call out. Ask him to help you. Ask him to strengthen you. Ask him to give you peace. And I promise you, He will, because he loves you. Not by accident you just dialed in and listened today. God has something for your life, and he loves you very much, and he wants to touch you and transform you and prepare you. Maybe this has been a tough year for you. Well, get ready. It's about to change. As you come into a relationship with him, God has great, great things in store for your life. Again, this is Sharon Boland, guest hosting this afternoon. Stay with me. I'll be back right after this commercial break. America.
How many people do you know right now that need to experience healing? Hi, I'm Sharon Boland, creator of the Healing Blanket. This blanket is woven with healing scriptures from the Bible that will bring hope to everyone who's going through an illness. The original design is beautifully woven and made in the USA. So how about giving the gift of hope and healing this holiday season? Get your Healing Blanket today and experience the power of being wrapped in the Word. Order at SharonBoland.com. That's Sharon Boland, B-O-L-A-N.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child's scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big
welcome
black
back to Liberty
eye.
Lockdown.
Man, we lit up your world
hosting
like the 4th of July.
This afternoon, filling in for Martha Huckabee. How y'all doing? Have you been enjoying the message? If so, shoot me an email at contact@SharonBolan.com. I'd love to hear from you. And Brian, if you could send me a text, our producer, let me know. I'm not sure because I am on the phone. I'm not certain if this is my last set and I need to say goodbye after this or I have one more break. So I'm not sure. Anyway, I want to wrap up as we're at the tail end of today's broadcast. And I want to say something here because I know this is a political radio broadcast. Our nation right now is in desperate need of a move of God. I'm sure everybody would agree with me that we need God back in America again. And if we cannot come back to the birth of Jesus and to see what God did in that manger, then we will have no hope whatsoever. But 2,000 years ago, he came. God came. And he came to change the entire world, and he has. But today, more than ever, America is further away from God than we have ever been, and we need an awakening, a spiritual awakening. And it all starts with people that believe. So if you're a believer, it's your job to pray for this nation, not complain about it. It's your job to stand up for truth, not shut your mouth in the midst of lies. It's your job to take a stand and not back down to counterculture, but counteract the counterculture. You see, the disciples had to start a new move. And they were persecuted. And they had to step out. And they had to do it because Jesus was gone. They had the Holy Spirit, but they didn't have Jesus to touch, like in the physical, like he was before he left. So they had to stand up against evil regimes, against religious people, spirits. And they had to stand and fight for the truth. And they were imprisoned, and they were beaten, and they were persecuted, but they never backed down of what they believed in. And I want to encourage every single one of you driving in your car, listening at your home, in your office, wherever you are this afternoon, don't back down. Don't back down off of your belief system. We stand on the Word of God. This nation is a Christian nation. It was founded on the Bible by godly men. Don't listen to the lies. This nation was founded by people who believed in God. They broke away from the mother nation because they wanted to come and start a nation where they could be free to worship as they wanted to. And when you look at the price that was paid, the blood, sweat, and tears for this land, George Washington's prayer as the first president, you should read some of his prayers. I'm telling you, they were seated in the Word of God. He gave over this nation to God. He committed it to God. And we have a legacy of the gospel because nobody has shared the gospel more than America. Because America was founded on the Bible, America has sent more missionaries to the nations of the world than any other nation. Why do you think we're the superpower? Why do you think we're so blessed? Because we blessed God, but today we're cursing God. And our nation is unraveling at the core. And we need strong voices that will stand up in the face of opposition and say, thus far, no more. I'm not going to move. I'm going to take my stand. And we can't back down and stop being politically correct. We need to start being biblically correct. If somebody would please stand up and say that in the news media today. But America printed a little gospel tract that sailed across the Atlantic Ocean and reached my father's home, who was a little Hindu boy at the age of 11 in Guyana, South America. My ancestry's from India, but we were living in Guyana. My father was born there. I was born there. And he was contemplating reincarnation. And after he read that tract, he accepted Jesus into his heart. And he knew heaven was real. And he never looked back. And my father was so indebted to America because America was responsible for his conversion. Whoever printed that gospel tract, you see, it was sent from this land. And he converted. And we came to America when I was very young. And my mother and father took their citizenship test. And they did it the legal way. You see, if you don't come into this country legally, you don't have a love for this country. You don't appreciate this country. And you're not part of the melting pot bringing in your gifts and talents. All you do is take from this country. We need people that come in here and respect our nation and love our nation and will fight for our nation and our freedom, not come against our nation. That's the difference between legal and illegal. It's time for us, true Americans, Christian Americans, to stand up for truth and not back down. And at this Christmas season, I want you to experience God's peace, because I know it's been tough and I know it's been a hard 2 years with COVID, and I know everything seems to be out of control, but you can pull away from all of it and get alone every day, even if it's 10 minutes. You need to have alone time with God. It's very important, and that's what's going to keep you strong. Go to my website. I have so many things that can help you. I have a podcast. I do Facebook Live. I do a morning devotional, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 a.m. Get involved with this ministry. In fact, 21 days of fasting and prayer begins January 1st. I will be teaching 21 consecutive messages. Can you believe that? 21 messages from January 1 through 21. And I want you to join me for this time of prayer and fasting. It all begins January 1st, but you have to sign up on my website, and it'll be on the website this weekend. But I want you to go and visit my site, SharonBoland.com. Get involved with what we're doing and email me your prayer requests. I'm an intercessor. I pray for people. We intercede. We see miracles, signs, and wonders because we really have faith and we believe. My email is contact@SharonBoland.com. Again, contact@SharonBoland.com. And I really do want you to join me for the 21 days of fasting and prayer. God gives me a word every year. The year 2021, the word has been breakthrough, and I have seen breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. Guess what the word is for 2022? Triumph. That's the word God has given me for next year. Triumph. And I'm going to teach you in 21 days, if you'll stick with me through 21 days, I'm going to teach you what God's word says on how you can live a triumphant life, not a defeated life, but an undefeated life, that you got to commit. And let's do this together. And it's an awesome time. I do it every year. I have hundreds and hundreds of people that do it with me, and I hope you'll join me again. SharonBoland.com is my website, and you can email me at contact@SharonBoland.com. And again, I want to thank you all for listening today. I want to thank Martha for allowing me to guest host today. I pray that the beauty and the peace of the season will rest upon you, that the glory of his birth will be a reality. God, the greatest giver, gave Jesus Christ the greatest gift to all humanity, the greatest recipients. Remember that. It's so good. I'll say it again. God, the greatest giver, gave Jesus Christ the greatest gift to all humanity, the greatest recipient. What will you do with the gift that has been given to you? It's time to cherish him, love him, worship him, for he truly is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Again, Sharon Bowler with you this afternoon. It's been a joy to be with you. Have a blessed Christmas and a happy new year, everybody.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us